Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant this evening. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear and cool. Down in Eilat, the temperatures are comfortably warm. It's a perfect night to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, reports say U.S.-Iran talks show progress. Pakistan's army chief visits Tehran amid efforts to secure a Lebanon ceasefire. Israel, however, denies any decision on a truce. More from earlier this hour. Also, Ma'ariv reports the IDF has not received orders to act in Beirut or the Lebanon Valley. Despite threats from Defense Minister Israel Katz, the military remains on hold. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, the chief of staff announces that Air Force planes are ready for immediate strikes, even in Iran. This follows his visit to southern Lebanon, revealing approved plans for action. Separately, JTA shares a story of resilience. In an Israeli bomb shelter, a Jewish day school head recounts American teens' understanding of their role in the Jewish story. And finally, I-24 News reports that Hungary's PM-elect Magyar has invited Prime Minister Netanyahu to Budapest. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reports that finance ministers from 11 countries, including Britain and Japan, call for coordinated emergency support for nations affected by the Middle East conflict. This was posted just minutes ago. From X, the Israeli Prime Minister's account shares that Hungary's Prime Minister-elect Magyar intends to maintain close ties with Israel. This was posted a short time ago. Barak Ravid, a journalist, reports that the U.S. and Iran made progress in talks on Tuesday, moving closer to a framework to end the war. This update came in just under half an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran talks, as reported by Ynet, progress has been made, but Israel remains cautious, denying any agreement on a Lebanon ceasefire. The situation remains tense as regional players like Pakistan get involved in diplomatic efforts. Turning to the IDF's current stance, Ma'ariv indicates that despite Minister Katz's threats, the military is restrained. This decision reflects ongoing diplomatic negotiations and the complex political landscape. For civilians, this means continued uncertainty in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights the readiness of Air Force planes for action. The Chief of Staff statement underscores Israel's preparedness to respond to threats from Lebanon and Iran. This readiness serves as a deterrent, but also raises the stakes in ongoing tensions. And on a different note, JTA's story of resilience in a bomb shelter shows the strength of young American Jews. Their experience highlights the enduring connection and commitment to the Jewish community worldwide. Lastly, Hungary's invitation to Netanyahu, as reported by I-24 News, represents an effort to strengthen bilateral relations. This engagement could influence Israel's diplomatic ties in Europe. On the economic front, first, Ma'ariv Business reports a decrease in the deficit, but not due to government action. Instead, it results from unspent budget funds. This highlights inefficiencies in fiscal management. Globes shares that the shekel has strengthened, with the dollar dropping below NIS3 for the first time since 1995. This reflects increased foreign investment and a robust tech sector. And finally, Ynet Business echoes this trend, noting that the dollar now trades around NIS 2.99. The stronger shekel lowers import costs, benefiting consumers. And businesses alike. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.